The Bracelet. I set my mother's half of the ruby heart stone in the other eye of the dragon on the bracelet, so now both halves of the stone are together again. I did wonder whether I should wear something that had been worn so long by Alvin himself, but then I thought, my fate and Alvin's fate have been so entwined round each other in an endless tangled knot that it is impossible to pick them apart. If Alvin had not stolen Humongous's heart stone, the hearts of Valhalla Rama and Humongous would never have been broken. My mother would never have married my father. And I, the hiccup, the accident, would never have been born. And by a curious, unexpected turn of fate, I, Hiccup, also just happened to be Alvin's nemesis. So that all that Alvin's busy evil-doing achieved was the accidental creation of his own downfall. You see how good and evil are twisted together? Like a golden dragon bracelet snaking brightly about a person's arm. The dragon bracelet that Humongous created out of misplaced love and gratitude in the hellish nightmare of the Lavalout jail forges is exquisitely made, for he was a far better goldsmith than he was a singer. It curls around my arm, its shining wings folded back, as if about to unfurl and take off, and now that its ruby eyes are set into the gold, you cannot see their tear shape. So they seem to be laughing rather than crying. It is a constant reminder to me of the human ability to create something beautiful, even when things are at their darkest. I have worn that bracelet every day of my life.